Well, so here's the thing. Here's why actually I realized that you're both wrong. Because, in fact, Kevin Tierney, the producer who co-wrote and produced Bon Cop Bad Cop, the most popular Canadian film and domestic box office of all time, still.
Jesus.
Jesus. To this day.
Jesus Christ, man. Fuck.
Also won the Genie, which is the Canadian domestic Oscars for Best Picture.
The fuck that. So absurd. I was talking before. Okay, before this started, we were talking about I have a very close friend, Panos Cosmatos. I grew up with him. He directed two incredible science fiction movies. One, Beyond the Black Rainbow. The other, Mandy, starring Nicolas Cage. And when Beyond the Black Rainbow was completed, it was rejected from TIFF and also rejected from the Genre Film Festival in Montreal. Like, basically, our version of Fantastic Fest. Like, this is a fucking film festival that Wolf Parade drummer Arlen Thompson used to work at and had to screen, like, 4 hours of, like, a Korean anime series for a handful of nerds. Like, the bar is pretty fucking low. So he made this entirely Canadian-produced cosmic horror science fiction film that would go on to win at Tribeca, like, win a jury award at Tribeca, but was, but was, like, declined acceptance by these film festivals. Fucking Kevin Tierney, fuck off. Like,
also, sorry, to
I'm
go
mad
back to
I'm hopping
it's
mad.
Not being fun for you. I to go back to what you were talking about earlier, so I just jumped around on the film just to kind of silently watch that part where they're stoned, because I'm like, they don't even
sorry,
they're not
Kevin,
even good at pretending
Kevin
to be stoned,
dead, so I apologize.
Oh. Yeah.
But they like,
oh,
but
can't libel the dead. He definitely did cocaine before making this movie.
Hey,
but right after you, right after that is that dissolve thing, that those dissolve scenes of the skyline you were talking about. It's about at like the 59 minute mark, and it is as bad as you say it is. So I didn't notice it the first time around, probably because at that point, like, I had already checked. Like, I'll be honest with you, at about minute 30 or so, I'd fairly checked out mentally, and I was like, well,
yeah, oh, same.
Yeah,
I was already like a bottle of wine and an impulse purchase deep. I was not, my mind was not on Kevin Tierney's masterwork. I knew it was gonna be a pretty loose format for this episode.
Yeah.
But so just to close this out, they go on the sort of the rising action, rather, of the climax is initiated when the two buddy cops like chase someone into a TV studio where Rick Mercer is filming his show, where he like badmouths French Canadians and talks about hockey. And then they're like, my guest isn't coming because he's afraid of getting murdered by this killer. We need someone else to be the guest on this show. And they're like, you two cops, you're the guest on this show now.
And in my experience, that's how Canadian media appearances work. I once robbed a bank in Toronto, and I was looking for a place to hide, and I ran into the CBC building and did a 3-hour interview about the history of Canadian indie rock.
No, it's you. The thing is, usually how that works in Canadian broadcasting is that they're not usually provincial police. They're usually intelligence services.
Yes.
Because our media is full of spooks. Anyway, they fight Rick Mercer for, again, reasons I wasn't fully aware of. They hatch a bizarre backwards plan to, like, trap another guy in their car and use that to, like, lure the killer. And apparently, like, it's like this guy who was, like, fingered as the killer in the beginning when they first fingered a killer is like, yep, it was him. Your lying eyes did not deceive
That's
you.
The guy. It's an open and shut case, baby.
Yeah, no ambiguity in this crime mystery.
The twist is that there's no twist.
Well, the twist is that there's, like, you know, in Grand Theft Auto 5, there's, like, a Lester who, like, enables the criminals by, you know, doing research. I think there's like a Lester in this one where he's like, no, Luke Therrien wanted to get revenge on everyone for like sending all the hockey players to America. and like ruining his career in the Quebec fleur-de-lis. So that's why he did all these murders. I merely helped enable him to do the murders.